before they get away.
Do you all have any special strategy for this year's contest?
We have absolutely no strategy, but we wander and wander and wander.
Wander. Wander.
What is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
The tastiest radio station is 90 FM. We are coming for you all. Hungry.
All right, for Trivia Focus, I am Dan the Waterman. Thank you for playing Trivia 44. You all have a great night.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
And the winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 4 is Draw Putrid Dirt Upward. Once again, the winner of the grocery bag giveaway at Triggs, Draw Putrid Dirt Upward. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the News Trivia Times with your team ID number label in to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Now, for the team standings as of Hour 3, in 5th place with 445 points is TFC, I taught Apocalypse. In 4th place with 590 points is Knights of Neek. In 2nd place with 610 points, we have a tie, Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia, and Freshly Squeezed. And in 1st place with 620 points is Festivus for the rest of us. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here are the point values for questions in Hour 3. Question 1 is worth 25 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 25 points. Question 6 is worth 65 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, here are the point values for questions in Hour 3. Question 1 is worth 25 points. Question 2 is worth 15 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 25 points. Question 6 is worth 65 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Points.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local with Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank, proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable, pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
And now, for Hour 5, Question 1. What is the brand and product which is advertised with the following piece of information? If you are not whitening, you are yellowing. Once again, question number 1 of Hour 5 of Trivia 44. That's not all, folks. What is the brand and product which is advertised with the following piece of information? If you are not whitening, you're yellowing.
But I not so late. I went around the net, but I ran to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again. I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore. And you just let me know. Although you are through, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time.
What is the brand and product which is advertised with the following piece of information? If you are not whitening, you are yellowing. We'll be right back. Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question one of hour five. What is the brand and product which is advertised with the following piece of information? If you're not whiting, you're yellowing. Answer, Crest Whitening Strips. Once again, the answer to question one, hour five, Crest Whitening Strips. Moving on to question two, hour five. Big screen character Stella Bridger poses as an employee of a cable television company to get into the home of the person she and her associates were planning on robbing. What is the name of that cable company? Once again, question two, hour five. Big screen character Stella Bridger poses as an employee of a cable television company to get into the home of a person she and her associates were planning on robbing. What is the name of that cable company? Good luck from 90FM. Screen character Stella Bridger poses as an employee of a cable television company to get into the home of a person she and her associates were planning on robbing. What is the name of this cable company? Good luck from 90FM.
So polite. Jam up and jelly tight.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question two of our five. Big screen character Stella Bridger poses as an employee of a company television company to get in the home of a person she and her associates were planning on robbing. What is the name of that cable company? The answer, Netcom. Once again, the answer to question two of our five, Netcom. Moving on to question three of our five. It's made of genuine metal. It has the power to light up the night. It has the power of 9 LEDs and lasts 100,000 hours. What is the full name of this remarkable device? Once again, question three of our five. It's made up of genuine metal. It has power to light up the night, and it has the power of 9 LEDs and lasts 100,000 hours. What is the name of this remarkable device? Good luck and happy trivia.
Found my thrill. On Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still. On Blueberry Hill. But all of those vows you made are never to be. So we're apart. You couldn't be still. For you were my thrill. Love, sweet melody. But all of those vows you made were only to be. So we're apart. You thought of me still.
It's made of genuine metal, and it has the power to light up the night. It has the power of 9 LEDs and lasts 100,000 hours. What is the full name of this remarkable device?
Give that girl a hug. In the
in the back, phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question three of hour five. Once again, it's made of genuine metal. It has the power to light up the night. And has the power of 9 LEDs and lasts 100,000 hours. What is the full name of this remarkable device? The answer, Old Brooklyn Lantern. Once again, the answer to question three of hour five, Old Brooklyn Lantern. Moving on, question four of hour five. In the liner notes of an album, Quincy Jones has high praise for a recording artist. In those notes, he said that not since he had worked with Ray Charles on his first album had he felt a voice so powerful. What is the first and last name of this recording artist? Once again, question four of hour five. In the liner notes of an album, Quincy Jones has high praise for a recording artist. In those notes, he said that not since he had worked with Ray Charles on his first album had he felt a voice so powerful. What is the first and last name of this recording device? Good luck from 90FM. Happy Trivia 44. That's not all, folks. In the liner notes of an album, Quincy Jones had high praise for a recording artist. In those notes, he said that not since he had worked with Ray Charles on his first album had he felt a voice so powerful. What is the first and last name of this recording artist? Good luck from 90FM.
So fine. So fine. So fine. Yeah.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question four of hour five. In the liner notes of the album, Quincy Jones had high praise for a recording artist. In those notes, he said that not since he had worked with Ray Charles on his first album had he felt a voice so powerful. What is the first and last name of this recording artist? The answer, James Ingram. Once again, the answer to question four of hour five, James Ingram. Moving on to question five of hour five. While giving a tour of her retro crib, Melissa Joan Hart showed many interesting collectibles and doodads in her home. She had a doll-shaped paper towel holder in the kitchen, and she says that in a fire, she would only salvage her grandmother's spinning wheel music box. Above the bar in her finished basement is a printed expression. What is that expression? Once again, question five, hour five. While giving a tour of her retro crib, Melissa Joan Hart showed many interesting collectibles and doodads in her home. She had a doll-shaped paper towel holder in the kitchen, and she says that in a fire, she would only salvage her grandmother's spinning wheel music box. Above the bar in her finished basement was a printed expression. What is that expression? Good luck from 90FM. While giving a tour of her retro crib, Melissa Joan Hart showed many interesting collectibles and doodads in her home. She has a doll-shaped paper towel holder in the kitchen, and she says that in a fire, she would probably only salvage her grandmother's spinning wheel music box. Above the bar in her finished basement is a printed expression. What is this expression?
Listen, color, color, it's right, like a lady in prayer.
Down in the back. That's all the time we have for question five of hour five. While giving a tour of her retro crib, Melissa Joan Hart showed many interesting collectibles and doodads in her home. She had a doll-shaped paper towel holder in the kitchen, and she says that in a fire, she would probably only salvage her grandmother's spinning wheel music box. Above her finished bar in the basement is a printed expression. What is that expression? The answer? Witch's brew. The answer to question five, hour five, witch's brew.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Question six, hour five in a television advertising for a brand yogurt. A woman says to another that after eating a taste of this yogurt, the next person you see looks like John Stamos for 5 seconds. What is this brand and product name of this yogurt? Once again, question six, hour five in this television advertising for a brand of yogurt. A woman says to another that after eating a taste of this yogurt, the next person you see will look like John Stamos for 5 seconds. What is the brand and product name of this yogurt? Good luck. Happy Trivia, 90 FM.
Yeah.
In television advertising for a brand of yogurt, a woman says to another, after eating a taste of this yogurt, the next person you see will look like John Stamos for 5 seconds. What is this brand and product name of this yogurt? Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question six of hour five. In a television advertising for a brand of yogurt, a woman says to another, after eating a taste of this yogurt, the next person you see will look like John Stamos for 5 seconds. What is the brand and product name of this yogurt? The answer, Danon Oikos. Once again, the answer to question six of hour five, Danon Oikos. We're going to move on. This is question seven, hour five. This is a commonly used name of the person who dropped the ceremonial puck at the 2002 preseason NHL game between the Vancouver Canucks and the San Jose Sharks. Once again, question seven of hour five. What is the commonly used name of the person who dropped the ceremonial puck at the 2002 season NHL game between the Vancouver Canucks and the San Jose Sharks? Good luck from 90FM.
Mankind, dead king, many things I can't define. Old crazy fuss, crazy fuss of your mind. That's a compliment, the color of time.
Who cares what game we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
There's a sense of compliment, meaningless sounds. Turn on to them, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself, look at yourself.
By the cockeyed world in two, throwing up by the one side, the least you can do. Beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatic, one part of you.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Is the commonly used name of the person who dropped the ceremonial puck at the 2002 preseason NHL game between the Vancouver Canucks and the San Jose Sharks.
Thank you.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question 7 of hour 5. What is the commonly used name of the person who dropped the ceremonial puck at the 2002 preseason NHL game between the Vancouver Canucks and the San Jose Sharks? The answer, Queen Elizabeth II. Once again, the answer of the answer of question 7, hour 5, Queen Elizabeth II will also accept Queen of England. Moving on to question 8 of hour 5. What is the name of the action game which is promoted in print advertising as being packed with exciting action-filled fun and on the box is labeled as the Slap Happy Bug Swatting Game? Once again, question 8, hour 5. What is the name of the action game which is promoted in print and advertising, as being packed with exciting action-filled fun, and on the box is labeled as Slap Happy Bug Swatting Game? Good luck from 90FM. What is the name of the action game which is prompted in print advertising as being packed with exciting action-filled fun and on the box is labeled as the Slap Happy Bug Swatting Game? Good luck from 90FM.
It's much too groovy a summer's day to waste running round in the city. It's a turn down day. Nothing on my mind. It's a turn down day, and I think it's things that are waiting to mess my mind. We'll just have to wait till tomorrow. It's a turn down day, just a turn round day. It's a turn down day, and I think it's a turn-down day, nothing on my mind. It's a turn-down day, just a turn-around day. It's a turn-down day.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question eight. Hour five, what is the name of the action game which is promoted in print advertising as being packed with exciting action-filled fun and on the box is labeled as the Slap Happy Bug Swatting Game? The answer to question eight, hour five, Bug Off. Once again, the question, the answer to question eight, hour five, Bug Off.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com.
Good evening with... Good evening with 90FM News. I'm Mikey Kliss. Dozens of snakes are in good condition after a home in Denver suburbs of Brighton caught fire. The trick now is to get them out of the basement. Two adults and five children are also got out safely after the fire broke out early Thursday. The home is a total loss. Brighton Fire Chief Mike Soupy says firefighters are working with the homeowners to get the hundreds of exotic snakes out of the debris and into a new home. According to KMGH-TV, the cause of the fire has yet to be determined. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin's weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In central Wisconsin weather, it's 36 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point value for hour four, and question one of hour six of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Raw Dog from 90FM. You ready to do some Trivia Focus?
We are.
So, what's your team name?
Our team name is Slow Children Playing.
Slow Children Playing. So, you want to give me a reason for why that's your team name?
Because we are slow children and we are playing.
Playing trivia, which is a wild hoot.
It is a hoot. We are having a good old...
So, how many years have you guys been playing trivia for?
33 years. I've only been around for three, but Packy's been here for 33 years now.
Oh, wow. So, you guys are well experienced. All right, could you give me a quick Porky the Pig impersonation? Perfect.
That's all I got, man.
It's perfect. We can ask for anything more.
Perfect. That was the joke, Becky. Come on.
So do you guys have a...
Killing me small. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. That was rude of me.
Do you guys have a team slogan?
Slogan? Yes. Because in Culinary of Boston, man, we are wicked smart this weekend. We are wicked smart.
Simply incredible.
And the fart machine.
What is... exactly is a fart machine?
What is a fart machine? If you go online, for all of you people out there in Trivia Land who stay up till 4 in the morning on no sleep, look up a fart machine online and it makes different fart noises. You'll giggle for an hour, dude. Yeah, there's one called the Hot Mess. Click on that. You will laugh for an hour.
Do you guys know exactly how many clicks it takes to reach the center of the internet?
I don't know, but I can tell you this. If you're looking for images, disturbingly, if you go far enough, you'll always come to porn.
What is the tastiest radio station in the whole wide universe? So for Trivia Thanks. Focus, I'm Raw Dog. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 5 is 50 Shades of Franzia, Buttscapades. Once again, that's 50 Shades of Franzia, Buttscapades.